ladies and gentlemen, welcome you all to Drive to HR. Well, happy Monday to everyone, and Drive to HR to folks brightened up our day, which is none other than our wonderful guests. So let's talk to them, Donna Rogers and Dave Ryan. Hey, welcome to Drive to HR.
Hey, it's nice to be here. Thanks for having me back. I'm very excited. This is Donna here. And you notice our initials, DRDR. We use that actually in some of our presentations. So.
All right. Well, nice to have you here, Donna. And Dave, give our audience a shout out.
Yeah, this is Dave, in case anybody couldn't figure that out. It's good to be back on Drive Through HR, and it's killer that you guys are still out here doing this year after year. How long has this been going on now, Nisha?
Oh, it's been going great, and with the amazing support of you and other our audience and our HR community, we have been going great, and we can't wait to, you know, talk to each and every guest every day, and being one of our favorite thing to do at Drive Through HR. So, thank you for asking that. All right. So, it's been a while that you guys have been here on Drive Through HR together. What's going on? We can't wait to hear. But before that, as usual, you know, if you can give our audience a brief intro of who you are and what you do so that our audience can connect with you easily. Donna, I would want you to kick off the show.
Sure. My name is Donna Rogers Galansky, and I do go by Donna Rogers primarily for work purposes. It's just easier to say, as one student told me one time. But I am a full-time HR educator at the University of Illinois in Springfield, and I teach human resource management, strategic HR management, organizational behavior, and sometimes organizational development when they let me. On a part-time basis, I do what I teach by consulting through my company of 14 years now, Rogers HR Consulting, and I work with primarily the small to medium-sized organizations, both in the private and public sector, and do all kinds of things like HR audits and employee compensation reviews, as well as handbooks and a whole slew of other things. So it helps me to keep up with what I'm teaching in the classroom with working day-to-day in the field.
That is always a pleasure to hear from you, Donna. And Dave, tell our audience who you are and what you do. If there is anyone who doesn't know of you.
Oh, yeah. I'm such a micro celebrity. My name is Dave Ryan. I'm the Director of Human Resources at Nola Cream Donuts in Springfield, Illinois. We manufacture frozen dough products and sell them into the grocery industry. We're located centrally here, and we ship regionally throughout the Midwest and down into the South. I've been in human resources a long, long time. I've been in this position for about 25 years. I deal with all the garden variety HR issues that everybody that is a single or dual practitioner does. And in my free time, I referee ice hockey, and I volunteer with SHRM, and I am the incoming director-elect for the Illinois State Council of SHRM. I have two children and a wife of 36 years, and I like to pick up aluminum cans along the interstate highways in my free time. Not really, just kidding.
I do love that about you, Dave.
All right. All right, so let's talk about what's keeping you up at night. We know you both are a great advocates and then great volunteers and great team out there when it comes to Illinois SHRM Conference. So a lot of things going on in this year, so we are excited to hear that too. So, Donna, where do you want to take the show today?
Well, the first thing is Dave and I have kind of teamed up. At least last year we teamed up for Louisiana SHRM and did a program called HR Department of One. And we applied this year for SHRM, and surprisingly, we were chosen, so we are so very excited. Although we are going to be teaching on the last day, I'm expecting everyone, all 20,000 people, just to stay for our program. But we will be speaking at SHRM this year about the same topic, and we've also been chosen to speak about the topic at Missouri SHRM too. So we're excited about HR Department of One taking it a little bit further.
Yeah, I might add, Donna, those Missouri SHRM dates are August 5th, 6th, and 7th. And, you know, there's not much up on the web about that yet, but I'm sure the fine folks there in Missouri are going to be touting that shortly. And we're also hoping to do Illinois SHRM, which is going to be September 13th, 14th, and 15th at a new location in beautiful Tinley Park, Illinois. We moved from Oak Brook down to the south suburbs there to a newer facility there.
All right. So, Dave and Donna, it's a pleasure to hear that good news that has been going great. But then to our audience who doesn't know of or who haven't even heard of, you know, the HR Department of One, what it is that all about and how did this idea emerge and then what was your experience throughout, you know, last year?
I'm going to start by saying thanks to Robin Schooling and Louisiana SHRM for giving us an opportunity to do this. This was a concept that Don and I kind of hatched out. But so many of the conferences that you go to are dedicated or directed to, you know, some rather lofty or esoteric topics. And nobody's really talking about just getting the job done day in and day out, a term that Charlie Chudy coined a number of years ago called trench HR. And we came up with some ways and some tips for people that don't have a lot of resources and maybe don't have a lot of training and aren't all that well connected, how to really get some things done. And our mantra has been get it for a dime and get it on time.
True, that's great. So, Donna, yeah, go ahead.
Well, one of the things that it was very difficult to do because both of us have, well, Dave is currently in HR Department 1 and has been for quite some time, and I have been in HR Department 1 and work with a lot of HR Departments of 1. And when we say that, we really are truly meaning an HR professional that's working in any organization in any field, that they are the only HR professional there, and everybody is coming to them for everything. So it was really difficult to try and narrow down when we first started talking about this, what were the most important topics that we felt were important, at least from our personal experiences, to cover. And I think what we ended up doing is really trying to give as much information that would truly be cheap. I mean, because I know I've had zero budget, and one time I even worked for a company that had to pay for everything COD. So, I mean, it's a big deal to try to do your job with hardly any budget, and that was our biggest focus in trying to narrow down the topic. So we did come up with six buckets of information. We call them buckets.
What are those six buckets of information?
Sure. Well, we came up with recruiting and onboarding, compliance, and engagement and retention, compensation benefits, training, and then the sixth one was everything else. You know, you have to put up coffee or anything you can imagine. Yeah, exactly. The Fashion 40.
This is an exciting news. I mean, in fact, you know, many organizations out there who doesn't have that much of budget to hire so many HR professionals, but then they do have one person as a one-man army who are, you know, looking after all the HR function, and this is actually great help for them to know how to be a successful HR professional and how to contribute towards the company's goals. But this question would be there in everybody's mind, right? This how do we get this beat to our performance with a limited staff? So what were your thoughts and insights, Donna, while working with your organization and single-handedly doing all these activities in your HR department?
Well, I think the number one thing was staying on, having a plan, having a to-do list. You don't always get to it, and be okay with that, and understand that people are going to interrupt you all the time, and you just have to keep trying to plug away at it. That flexibility was number one. That's key.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, I would want this question to be answered by both Donna from your perspective and Dave from your perspective. The expectations from the CEO, that is always a critical task for the HR professionals to understand and then right along the way. So from Donna, by working as a single, one-man army, what do you think? How did you understand the expectations of your CEO, and then how did you contribute? And Dave, I would want you to answer from your perspective working with a group of HR professionals in your organization once Donna is done with her answering.
Well, my answer would be to constantly stay in communication. I was fortunate in both of the small businesses that I worked in to have direct contact with the CEO at all times. And he was my boss, and I was in on all the at the table sort of meetings because we were part of that. And so I was constantly in communication on what was going on from a strategic level, but also from a day-to-day processing standpoint. And he just felt comfortable. And I felt comfortable with both of them were men, with them in knowing that I could get the job done and that I could come to him at any time to ask questions. So I think communication was number one, to be able to have that open communication and feel comfortable and confident about it.
Mm-hmm. Dave, how was your experience?
You were breaking up when you asked the question there a little bit, but I think you asked, how is it that you integrate with the CEO? Is that kind of the question?
Yeah, because Donna's experience is entirely different because she is a one-man army, but I'm assuming you're working with your own HR team there to support you. But when it comes to a leadership role, how do you find out, what are the expectations of your CEO, and how do you work along with that?
You got to work closely with them and kind of keep them in the loop and explain to what you're doing and why you're doing the things. But I also think you have to work with them on their agenda as to what's important to them. I think sometimes people get so caught up in their own agendas or what it is that they think they want to be doing. And if they don't work in tandem with their CEO or their CFO, whoever they're reporting to, that you're going to run afoul and you're not going to be on the same team there. So I think, making sure that you do what your boss wants done is probably the most important thing that you can do. Going past that, then you need to sell them on the concepts that you think that you need to move the organization forward with as well, whatever that may be.
All right. Now, let's talk about... Yeah, go ahead, Donna.
Well, I just want to, I think, to follow up on that is, I think part of it is knowing that person that you're dealing with and knowing what is important to them. So when you have a project, I know, for example, the last company I worked directly with on this, as an HR department one when I was employed by them, I wanted to institute for flexible spending accounts, and then the only way I could do that is to actually show the dollar savings that the organization was going to benefit from having implemented that, because that was important to them, the bottom line.
Correct.
So I think you need to know what's important to the person that is in that position.
Absolutely. And as you said, you need to be able to articulate that to your CEO, and then he will be able to relate to you. And then let's talk about, you know, the credibility factor, and then the influencing factor of how much that HR professionals, be you are, you know, in HR department of one, or even if you have an entire HR team working along with you, how should we actually be able to become more credible and influence our management team? Dave, would you like to answer that question?
Wow, Nisha. Maybe I could give you my doctoral thesis on how we get to Mars. That's a big, deep question. You know, I try and break things down to the simplest form. We'll work with them, understand what it is that they want to do, and try and help them move the ball forward, because you need to be a part of the organization, and you need to be on the team doing what it is that the team's doing. So I think just staying aligned with your CEO or your CFO, whoever you're reporting to, and making sure that you guys or gals are have the same agenda and are sharing the same goals and objectives, and that you're part of what they want to get done.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then HR professionals, they are totally tied up in their tactical works, their day-to-day works. But then when it comes to being more strategic or making those decisions that is so close to achieving company goals or business goals, they are lacking a little bit of skills. So, Donna, from your perspective, how would you want our HR professionals to think and act more strategically?
Well, I think they need to, if they don't have the skills, they need to get them. One of the things that they can certainly do is to get certified, and we have the certification at the and the competency level of competency model that the SHRM certification has built. But they also need to be asking the right questions, and part of that is knowing what kind of questions to ask. Where the company's heading, where the financials are. They need to have a good understanding of new software programs, perhaps, that might be implemented. Whether or not, I mean, part of it is, are they doing anything from an HR metric standpoint? Are they looking at the barometer of the company? Sometimes those metrics, the response, the answers to that would help them to understand what kind of questions to ask as well.
Absolutely. So a big shout out to our audience who are on Twitter and who are listening to the show live on air. If you have any questions about HR Department of One, please tweet your questions with the hashtag DTHR, and we will be able to pull that up and ask that question to our guest. So Dave and Donna, let's talk more about Illinois SHRM Conference, the upcoming Illinois SHRM Conference in 2015. What are some of the interesting sessions that you guys are planning to, and what are some of the things that you want to do differently this year?
We don't have the keynotes announced yet. We're still in negotiations with them, but my understanding is that we are looking at bringing a big name keynoter, and I don't know who that is, honestly. So I can't say. The sessions, you know, you're going to have the typical garden variety sessions about FMLA engagement and all of that other stuff. But we're going to have some unique ones this year. I know that Sabrina and Julie are working diligently every day on this, trying to put together a great conference. And we're excited about the new facility down in Tinley Park right off of I-80. It should be convenient for all those people in the metro area up in the Chicagoland area. So, you know, the details are still kind of not announced yet. Let's go with that.
All right. So we will definitely look out for that when it comes to the upcoming SHRM conference at Illinois SHRM 2015. And, Dale, when is it going to be, the date that you wanted to give a shout out to our audience?
Yes, yeah. We're going to probably do pre-conference stuff on Sunday, September 13th, and then the full conference is on Monday, September 14th and September 15th. And
all right, so September 13th
and it'll
15th.
Yes, and you can Google us and find us at Illinois SHRM.
All right, so let's get back to the HR department of One once again, and then before we wrap up the show, we would definitely want to have some tips and techniques to our HR professionals who are into their career for the first time, maybe a beginner. So, Donna, would you like to give any tips for, you know, the HR professionals who are just kicking off his career, but that it happened to be an HR department of One?
Sure. Some of the things that we're going to cover, in the program. I'll let whoever answer that phone first.
or probably you can mute that.
Okay. So some of the things that we're going to cover in the program that we share as resources and suggest folks look at are things like, for example, for compensation. There's a really good website blog on recruiter.com that has the 10 great salary calculators to save time. And we're talking about things that you would find on like payscale.com or salary.com or salary expert. And in that article, it talks to you about some of those websites actually share a database. So if you're like me, and I'm a person that has to have at least three different comparisons, then you don't want to pick the comparisons that have the same database. And if you didn't really know about that, you would think that there's three different websites, and they're not. We also talk about some onboarding suggestions. We use some suggestions in terms of, you know, going out to SlideShare if you're a person that has to do some onboarding training or training on a particular topic. And there's a lot of people who have shared their slides out there for you to use. They're out there. We also talk about, when we reference compliance, we talk about how good the Department of Labor and the OSHA sites are now. And even the EEOC about having some very good detailed guidelines and even some model policies out there so you don't have to really develop your own. And so those are some of the resources that we kind of share in the program that I think any brand new person to HR or even somebody who's been doing HR for a while, if they don't know that they're out there, that hopefully we're helping them to, you know, point them in the right direction.
All right. So, Dave, would you like to add any thoughts on this one person HR department, and then where can our audience find out more details about this program of HR department of One?
A couple other things that we talk about. Google has some really great stuff out there that's free, and there's another website, as smartrecruiters.com, we talk about that and using that. That's for Jerome Chernick, I believe is the way it's pronounced. He's done a great job with that. It's free to HR people. It's a great resource if you don't have an applicant tracking system and have no dollars to spend on one. So we kind of talk about that, and I can actually speak to that now as having used it. and how it works, and it works very well. So, you know, those are just some of the things we've kind of gone over. We're going to kind of dial it up a little bit and check the horizon here and make sure there's not anything else out there that we're missing that we need to add in for this year. So, you had asked where could they find more information. We have a small and limited website that we created to put some of this content out there. It is at HR Department of One, and that is I gotta spell this out to make sure it's right because I don't want to give the wrong address.
Yeah, it's all spelled out. HR Department of One with the
O-N-E.
With O-N-E. So, folks,
yes.
Check it out. It is HR Department of One. Department or departments?
Department, single, singular.
Okay, it is HR Department of One. Check it out. And, Donna and Dave, we have about 3 minutes left at this point. And my final question would be, what do you think about the future of HR departments?
I think HR departments, like everything else, are probably going to change and probably change dramatically over the next 3 to 5 years. So people that are involved with this need to stay in touch with the field, find out what those changes are because technology is advancing so quickly. Things are changing and businesses have to respond much, much quicker today to changes than they ever have before. So in my opinion, no doubt human resources is going to change and morph into something that we probably might not even recognize in 5 years.
All right. Donna, would you like to? Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I work primarily with the next generation with, I didn't mention at the beginning, but I'm also the college relations director for Illinois SHRM and work with a lot of the SHRM chapters throughout the state and teach, you know, the students themselves, but you know, I agree with Dave. It's going to look very different, but in a good way. I think that there's a lot of great ideas out there in the minds of the young who are entering the field. And I think obviously it's going to have to shape itself based on how we handle business and organizational management. And I think there's still so many people I know in HR that are so afraid of the internet and social media and things like that. And they, if they want to continue and move on into, and continue in the field, they're going to have to get over it because that is definitely the future. And, you know, honestly, you would be surprised at how many young people are also not as sharp on social media. I introduced, you know, at the beginning of every semester, which I'm in right now, I introduce all of my students to HR community online. And there, I have at least 50% of them that have never even been on a social media site, nor have they all even thought that the business could use these sites. They think that it's all about, you know, what kind of coffee you're having today and that social aspect, but they're very, very surprised when they find out how many professionals are actually on the site.
That is true. Well, some people are still skeptical in using all those latest tools and technologies and probably embracing these changes and taking some risks. And I'm sure those are going to be, they are going to change their attitude eventually, I guess. So Dave and Donna, thank you so much for joining with us at Drive Through HR. It's been a pleasure to have you both and to have your support. And we will talk to you soon.
Thanks for having us.
And
thank you.
Thank you. And to our audience, please check it out, HRDepartmentOf1.com website, to know more about the program, HR Department of One. And look out for Illinois SHRM Conference 2015, September 13th to 15th at Illinois SHRM. .org. So thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.